We'd had enough of Egypt and its king, but it turned out not to be our thing. The Lord said, tell you what I'll do, I got some land to promise you, Israel, get ready to take wing. Lace up your sandals, time to go, don't even wait for a rising dough, just fill a bag with what you need to bring. Well, after 40 years and plenty fights, we're finally here in Canaan's paradise, where milk and honey really flow. Whose goats, whose hives, who knows, but somebody is claiming squatter's rights. Now, Lord, we're not ungrateful here, but don't we own it free and clear? It turns out Canaan's full of Canaanites. It's been like this through time eternal. Our Lord leads us to our own world. We don't find out till we arrive. Our land's been promised to another tribe, and that promised land's already occupied. Fast forward to the last 400 years. America's just waiting for us here. This land was made for you and me of European ancestry, but while we were expanding our frontier, we trampled over those whose blood flowed here for 10 millennia, but history began when we got here. It's been like this through time eternal. Our Lord leads us to our new world. We don't find out till we arrive. Our land's been promised to another tribe, and that promised land's already occupied. Back where it all began, the promised land is needing to expand. We can't let current residents get in the way of settlements when we've got concrete high-rise cities planned. Those groves of olives, fields of hay, camp stops when they're set ablaze and bulldozed underneath the promised land. It's been like this through time eternal. Our Lord leads us to our own world. We don't find out till we arrive. Some other God gave our land to some other tribe, and that promised land's already occupied. The promised land's already occupied. Thank you.